Let's go. The luggage opened its lid again and a young woman looked up at Rincewind.
Who are you?
Oh, you're the blind man, she said.
I beg your pardon?
Sorry, Darlene said you must be blind. Well, actually, she said you must be bloody blind. Can you give me a hand out? It dawned on Rincewind that the girl clambering out of the luggage was Neelette, the third member of Letitia's crew, and the one who'd seemed quite plain compared to the others, and certainly a lot less, well, noisy wasn't quite the word. Probably the word was expansive. They filled the space around them to capacity. Take Darlene, a lady he'd last seen holding a man daintily by the collar so that she could punch him in the face. When she walked into a room, there'd be no one in it unaware that she'd done so. Neelette was just ordinary. She brushed some dirt off her dress and sighed. I could see there was going to be another fight, so I hid in Trunky, she said.
Trunky, eh? Said Rincewind.
The luggage had the decency to look embarrassed.
Sooner or later, there's always a fight where Darlene goes, said Neelette. You'd be amazed the things she can do with a stiletto heel.
I think I've seen one of them, said Rincewind. Don't tell me the others. Can I help you? Only me and Trunky here, he gave the luggage a kick, were heading off, weren't we, Trunky?
Oh, no, don't kick her. She's been so useful, said Neelette.
Really? Said Rincewind. The luggage turned round slowly so that he couldn't see the expression on its lock.
Oh, yeah. I reckon the miners in Kangoolie would have been very unpleasant to Letitia if Trunky hadn't stepped in.
Stepped on, I expect.
How do you know that?
Oh, the luggage... Trunky is mine. We got separated.
Neelette tried to arrange her hair.
It's all right for the others, she said. They just have to change wigs.
Beer might be a good shampoo, but not when it's still in the tinny, she sighed.
Oh, well, I suppose I'll have to find a way home now.
Where do you live?
Warralora Surfer. It's Rimwoods, she sighed again. Back to life in the banana bending factory. So much for show business.
Then she burst into tears and sat down heavily on the luggage. Rincewind didn't know whether he should go into the pat-pat-there-there routine. If she was like Darlene, he might lose an arm. He made what he hoped was a soothing yet non-aggressive mumble.
I mean, I know I can't sing very well, and I can't dance, but frankly, neither can Letitia and Darlene. When Darlene sings Prancing Queen, you could slice bread with it. Not that they've been unkind, she added quickly. Polite even in the throes of woe. But really, there's got to be more to life than getting beer thrown at you every night and being chased out of town.
Rincewind felt confident enough to venture a there-there. He didn't risk a pat-pat.
Really, I only did it because of Noeline dropping out, Neelette sobbed. And I'm about the same height, and Letitia couldn't find anyone else in time, and I needed the money, and she said it would be okay, provided people didn't notice my hands were so small.
Noeline being
my brother. I told him, trying for the surf championship is fine, and ball gowns are fine, but both together, I don't think so. Did you know what a nasty rash you can get from being rolled across coral? And next morning, Letitia had this tour organised, and... well, it seemed a good idea at the time.
Noeline, Rincewind mused. That's an unusual name for, Darlene said you wouldn't understand.
Neelette stared into the middle distance.
I think my brother worked in the factory too long, she mused. He was always very impressionable. Anyway, Oh, I get it. He's a female impersonator, said Rincewind. Oh, I know about those. Old pantomime tradition. Couple of balloons, a straw wig, and a few grubby jokes. Why, when I was a student at Hogswatch parties, old Farter Carter and Really Pants would put on a turn where...
He was aware that she was giving him one of those long, slow looks.
Tell me, she said, do you get about much?
You'd be amazed, said Rincewind.
And you meet all kinds of people?
Generally the nastier kind, I have to admit.
Well, some men...
Neelette stopped.
Really, Pants? That was someone's name?
Not exactly. He was called Ronald Pants. So, of course, when anyone heard that, they said...
Oh, is that all? Said Neelette.
She stood up and blew her nose.
I told the others I'd leave when we got to the Galar, so they'll understand. Being a female impersonator is no job for a woman, which is what I am, incidentally. I hoped it was obvious, but in your case, I thought I'd better mention it. Can you get us out of here, Trunky? The luggage wandered over to the wall at the end of the alley and kicked it until there was a decent-sized hole.